We have students in Peru, Argentina, Spain, Cubans that immigrate to the United States. We have a lot of people from Latin America, Mexico. We have students all over the world. We have a bilingual academy. We have a very high passing rate, and we've been mentors in many universities here in the United States in Florida. Now, let's talk about business. Let's talk about the NCLEX world. Thank you, Gladys Bell and Denia Sanchez, for supporting our YouTube channel. I appreciate it. So what do you need to do to master the NCLEX? The first thing that you need to do is change. Change your perception about the NCLEX. Change the way you are studying or preparing for the NCLEX. What do I mean? Why change? If you do the same thing over and over, and you have noticed that it's not working with you, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same result. And I continue over the past 4 or 5 years, I see students making the same mistakes over and over, and those mistakes is what is guiding them to fail the NCLEX. But you cannot change if you don't know what to change into. And that is what I want to talk to you today. The three pillars of success. Usually, students have a plan that they think worked for them, a plan that they have seen has worked with other people. They see other nursing students and they say, well, they did that and that worked for them, so it's going to work for me too. Not necessarily. A lot of students, a lot of nursing students are on this plan A. And what is plan A? They either ask a friend, they start memorizing questions that other students have seen on their NCLEX day, only to discover later on that the same questions those students had on their test, they will not see on their test. So I think that preparing for the NCLEX, following what worked for somebody else, might not necessarily work for you. I don't know if you have seen or heard students say, well, that student used the U World and it was great for them. And you go and you use the U World and you go to the NCLEX and you fail. Why? If it was beneficial for one student, why wasn't it beneficial to you? Well, maybe you didn't use it the correct way. Maybe you've heard students saying, I use Kaplan. It was great. I passed the NCLEX on the first attempt with 75 questions. You take the NCLEX and you fail. Why? I think that many students use the same resources, but they use it differently. And the way you use the resource is what's going to make it count. Today, I will share with you how to use some of the resources that exist today for you in order to prepare for the NCLEX the right way. I encourage you to find a mentor and follow